Mini episode 857 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 857. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with part one of our season three review of Better Call Saul. Today we're examining the journeys of the minor characters, who we define as the characters who matter in the show other than Jimmy, Kim, Mike, and Chuck. We'll tackle them in part two. But this installment covers the season three paths of Hector, Gus, Nacho, and Howard. Let's start with Hector. In this Breaking Bad prequel, we know all about him. Crotchety old prick who's made enemies like Mike and is destined to end up stroked out in a wheelchair. At the end of season two, Gus intervened to keep Mike from wounding or killing him, so we got the one head fake out of the way. And indeed, even though the old man initially survived Nacho's daring swap out of his pills, he did succumb at the very end, almost certainly never to fully recover. While he is an entertaining bully, he's still a piece of crap, so good riddance. Gus, unsurprisingly, pulled Hector back from the brink of death, and we know already that Hector's purgatory in the wheelchair is more than the Chicken Man could have ever hoped for, with the caveat, of course, that even an enfeebled Hector will eventually kill him. Like the Salamanca boss, there's little about Gus that proved surprising, although getting to see the earlier days of hiding in plain sight was really outstanding, and his origin story with Mike was as great as we hoped that it would be. But with Hector apparently out of the way, Gus is going to have to find somebody new to define himself against and cause himself to become more tightly bound to Mike. His path in the next season or seasons should have some intriguing twists. It is very possible that Gus may end up very much in the orbit of Nacho, given that knowing little look that he shot the young man proffering the pill bottle for the EMTs. Gus may very well figure out that Nacho did his dirty work for him, especially given Hector's attempts to bully Poppy Varga into smuggling for him. Nacho is going to be vulnerable to Gus if the pill switch was sniffed out, especially given that others in Salamanca world may become rivals for power in a post-Hector operation. Season 3 had been relatively quiet for him, settling in as a top lieutenant to Hector without Tuco's volatility getting in the way, but when the old man wanted to corrupt his father, he had to dust off the same sense of cunning that led him to cause Tuco's imprisonment in Season 2. Now, with his father having disowned him and greater uncertainty in the crime scene, Nacho is swimming in completely uncharted waters. In a very real sense, Howard is his equivalent right now in the white-collar world. He's now free of Chuck's issues, but not the remaining $6 million that he will owe his estate, nor will he be free anytime soon of the emotional baggage that will come from the abrupt passing of his mentor so soon after their abrupt and shocking split. If anyone is wondering right about now how the new undisputed boss of HHM is going to remain tethered to the Better Call Saul universe, just think how much Jimmy is going to want to get his hands on the payout coming to his brother's estate. Of course, Chuck was highly unlikely to have designated Jimmy as his heir, so while Howard's done wrangling with one McGill brother, his wrangling with the other one could well play a big part in Season 4. It's unfortunate that we have to wait so long to find out. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.